Blog Talk Radio.
Father.
Well, good evening, family. Good evening. I am so thankful that you all dialed in for our first Johnson prayer line. I have unmuted all of you, so I just want you to know if you're not muted, we can hear whatever you're saying. So I've unmuted all of you because I really want to hear your voice. And before we open it up to talk, I am just so thankful that God laid it on my heart to start the prayer line because so many things are happening, and I didn't really realize it until our family reunion a couple of weeks ago how much we needed. You know, seeing faces I haven't seen in years and just being able to hug on you all and just enjoy one another. And we had prayer in our sessions, and I'm just like, you know what? We go through a lot. Sometimes we go through things without letting other people in our family know what's going on. So we deal with a whole bunch of stuff. And you know what? What really gives me peace is laying my burdens at God's feet and allowing him to do the work, taking my hands off of it. So I am thankful that my family is joining us today for our prayer line. So I'll open it up. Does anybody want to say anything? Can y'all hear
me?
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. Don't be like that.
This is Randall. I just want to say thank you for sharing this with us.
Yes. Yes. We need this. We need
this. What a blessing it is, I tell you. We pray separately, but this is such a blessing to be praying together for a few minutes today.
I know that's right. And we're not going to stay long now. We're going
to
stay.
To do this.
Amen. Amen. We're going to stay as long as we need to stay to get the prayer request in, okay?
Okay.
All right. I am so thankful.
I'd like to put John Edwards on the prayer list.
Okay. Okay. Anything specific we need to add?
He was diagnosed with early stages of dementia about a year ago, and so he's been doing pretty good though, thank God. I also like to put your Uncle Jerena on the prayer list because he's got diabetes. Well, he doesn't have diabetes yet, but the doctor says that he's on the verge of being a diabetic. But, you know, he's having water retention, and it's really hard for him to breathe sometimes. So those are my two brothers I want to put on the prayer list.
All right.
And this is Randall again. I would like to put Troy and I on the prayer list as well, and to give us strength to get past the death of both of our parents.
Amen.
Yeah, Troy's not feeling too good today. He said he didn't work today, so he's not feeling well at all today.
And please, please put Tina on your prayer list, please.
Oh yes.
Every day. Okay.
Every day I've been
playing.
Yes.
All right. Let's keep it going. Who else got stuff to put on the prayer list?
Ma'am.
Just keep on the line. Let's keep it on the line.
That's me. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And we need to put you on the prayer list too, because you're taking care of her children while she's in the hospital. And that's a blessing that you're
Amen.
Doing that.
Yeah. Amen.
That's a blessing. She's blessed to have you to do that. I know they're big kids, but they still children.
Yes, ma'am. She's going through a lot right now. Just an update on her. She tried to do physical therapy today because she can't walk.
That's what your daddy told me.
And they haven't got the levels down. She's still having the panic attacks. Well, she can't breathe when she move around, so she'll come home with oxygen also. So
yeah,
they're trying to get her home, but she'll have, you know, a little recovery time. She's going to have to get back to where she was or try to.
It'll take a while.
But
I thank God for what it is.
Yes, ma'am. But she's still here. She's hanging on. She's here.
Thank you, Lord. I've been thanking him every day for that.
So she's not talking. She really trying to take every breath she can.
Right.
But if you want to like send a little voice clip so she can hear your voice, that'd be good for her.
Okay.
On her phone? To her phone?
Yeah. A little text message with your voice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know I'm old, so I gotta ask somebody how to do that.
I
had one of my boys how to do it.
She know how to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to rush anybody. I love that we have this forum to even talk and get updates. So we can use it for that, too.
Amen.
You know, I think it's good for us to connect. Since all of us live in different areas. Some of us live in the same area, but some of us live far apart, and this is a way to connect too. So,
Let's add the kids on too, because Cameron had the fever for some days, but he good now.
But they still need prayer for strength because their mom is in the hospital.
Yes.
So definitely, we'll put them on the list. Amen. Anything else?
No, just strength and unity throughout the whole family.
That's
you know,
good.
Kids, loved ones, whatever, you know.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'm going to open it up one more time to see if anybody has anything else. And what I want to do is, you know, when someone comes on with another prayer request, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute everybody. And I'm going to play another song that I think we need to hear as we're going to get ready to pray. But before I do that, I want to know if there's anyone that would like to pray with me. I don't mind sharing that responsibility. I think we got to come together and pray together. But I don't want to, you know, put that on anybody if they're not comfortable with that. So I'm going to put it out there to see if there's anyone that is willing to go up to the throne and pray on behalf of all the prayer requests we just received. And it's okay if you don't. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, I'm going to be respectful of people's time, too, because I know it's your hour ahead of me, so I want to be respectful of your time, but I don't want to rush this either. So please, if you want to say anything, this is the time to do it. I don't want to rush anybody. We got a lot going on, and, you know, I want to give you this time. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pray, not pray, but play the next song, because I think we need to hear this.
Working in this place, I worship. worship you. You are here, moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is.
We come to you just thanking you for waking us up this morning, God, for giving us another day, another opportunity to connect with you, to love one another. And God, I just thank you for my family. I thank you for those who have joined the prayer line today and those who wanted to join but couldn't make it. I ask that you touch every person in my family and everyone that we are connected to. I ask that you touch our bodies, our minds, our spirits, God. God, at this time, we want to lift up our family with prayer requests. And God, I ask that you touch each one of my aunts, God. Touch each one of them. in a mighty, powerful way, God. Whatever they may be dealing with, God, that is known or unknown, God, I ask that you touch it and you give them relief and a peace of mind, God. I ask that you touch my uncles, God. God, touch them and help them to give them a peace of mind as well. But we're going to specifically lift up Uncle Bernard he's been diagnosed with early stages of dementia, God. God, we need you to regulate his mind and keep his ability to think and to do things on his own, God. We also lift up our Uncle Jeraney, God, who is borderline diabetic, God, who's retaining water, God. We ask, God, that you help that disease that is attacking his body, God. That you help him to do the things that he needs to do to come in line and do the things that the doctors have instructed him to do so that the diabetes goes away. I ask that you touch my dad, Larry, God. He is a full-blown diabetic, God. Continue to help him, not only with the disease that's attacking his body, God, but in his mental mind right now, he's dealing with so much, God. And God, I ask that you touch him and give him a peace of mind and let him know that everything that is on his mind and heart, God, that you already got it taken care of. Help us to cast all of our worries onto you, God, so that we are worrying about nothing. Because at the end of the day, God, it's your will. It is nothing we can do about it. But God, we trust you. We trust you. We trust your will. We trust the love that you have for each and every one of us, God, that you lift up Troy and Randall, God. You give them strength, God. Give them the ability to not move past, God, but to embrace that the memories of the mother and the father, God, and be able to have peace, God, to be able to move, God, and do things, God, and not let this take so much toll on them, God. And it's hard when you lose a parent, God. But, God, you know the struggles that my auntie and their dad has gone through, God. And, God, when they were on earth, God, they did everything that they needed to do. But Troy and Randall need your strength, God. They need your guidance. They need help as they try to embrace this change in their life that's totally changed the dynamics of how they do things every day. So, God, help them. Give them strength. Help them to depend on not only one another, God, but the other family members that can help feed into them, God, to encourage them, God, to support them in their time of need. God, touch Troy's body right now. He's not feeling good. And, God, I don't know what's going on, but God, I ask that you help him rebuild his strength, God. And whatever is going on, God, we ask that you release it and remove it from his life. God, I gotta go up in prayer for my sister Tina because, God, she's dealing with COVID, God. And all these different underlying diseases that she has is attacking her all at one time, God. And, God, we need you. We need you to touch her body, God, touch her mind, God, so that she can regulate her breath, God, so she can regulate the oxygen that's coming through her, God. So we ask that you remove the panic attacks, God, that you give her the ability that she needs, God, to be able to gain her strength so she can walk and she can get back to our normalcy, God. But in the meantime, in between time, God, we ask that you give her strength to focus on getting well, God. We need her to just get well at this point, God. So not to worry about anything, but get well, God. We ask that you touch her children, God. While they are all adults, God, this is their mom that is in the hospital, God, and they depend on her. They need her, God. So give them strength, God, as they're going through this time to depend on each other and lean on each other, God. Not only lean on each other, but lean on the auntie who's there, Kesey, who has been such a comfort, God. She's been such a comfort in the time of need for not only Tina's children, God, but for Tina. She keeps us updated. She calls and checks on her. And, God, I just thank you for the strength that you've given her, God. Even in the midst of sometimes she wants to break down, God, I thank you for the strength that you give her, God. And I ask that you replenish everything that she pours out, God. Give it to her emotionally, God. Everything she's giving out mentally, God. Replenish every single thing, God, in Jesus' name. We need you. This family needs you so much at this point, God. We lost focus on what family was all about, God, but you reminded us about this a couple of weeks ago when we came together as one, God, and we came together and we enjoyed one another, God. We were able to share memories and share laughs, God, and just really lean in with each other, God. So thank you for that opportunity, God. Thank you for bringing us together in that time, God. And thank you for bringing us together right now, God. This entire family is asking for strength and unity to go beyond the couple of weeks that we had a couple of weeks ago, but to continue. And the first step is what you gave me on the prayer line, the prayer line, God, so we can connect, God, so we can pray for one another, God, and be there for one another. So I thank you for that insight. I thank you for the discernment to be here for our family, God. I want to also lift up my cousin Renee. This was not on a prayer request, but she's in my spirit right now, God, and I know she's battling with gallbladder attacks, God, and I ask, God, that you relieve the pressure, God, until she can get her surgery, God, to remove it, God, relieve the pressure, God. Because it's a painful thing, God. It's a pain that she's dealing with, God, but sometimes it's unbearable. So I ask, God, in Jesus' name, that you release the pain, God, and you help her as she's dealing with MS, God. Continue to help her body, regulate her mind and her body, God, to do the things that she wants to do, God. And I thank you for today. I thank that you have done and the things that you are doing and the things you're going to do. Amen. I thank you for the time such as this, God. Keep us humble. Help us stay humble, God. Help us to stay united, God. Help us to lean in and check on one another, God. And help us to pray for one another. You said when two or three are joined together and we come to you and we pray and we ask in your son's name, it will be done. So, God, I'm coming to you tonight on behalf of all of my family, God. And we're lifting up the prayers, God, and we're lifting them up, asking you to answer them in the powerful, mighty name of Jesus, the Son who died and sacrificed life for just for us. And it is so, and so it is. Amen, amen, and amen. So in this season, I don't want God to do nothing without me. And I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to open it up for a few minutes for us to say goodbyes and if you have anything else to say. But in this season that we're in right now, we don't want God to do nothing without us. So I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to close out.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you do,
come on, say it like you mean it. Lord, whatever. Let me hear you say,
don't do it without me.
Please, Jesus,
don't do it without me.
I know you got a lot of people to take care of.
Don't
I need you. I need
me.
You. I want you to say it without the music.
Don't
because God is healing, God is encouraging, God is blessing, God is answering, God is united, he is strengthening us, and we do not want to do this without him. We don't want him to do it without us. So I am going to unmute everyone at this time so we can come together and close out as family, and I will open it up at this time if anyone has any thoughts that they want to share.
This is Randall. I just want to say thank you once again. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Randall. I think Carol is next.
Okay. All right. I just want to say thank you again for bringing us together, especially in prayer, and that I love each and every one of you guys.
Amen. Not me, God.
You know, me, God.
I don't take no credit. No credit.
Yeah, thank you for your obedience. This is Carolyn. Thank you for your obedience for opening up this line, this prayer line for all of us to be able to come together. I wasn't able to be there for the family reunion, but I was able to see the pictures and see the love, and I thought I got my package in the mail, so thank you. But I wanted to say this as Omikio was praying, that the Lord put in my spirit that he's giving new life. Our God is faithful. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and he has unconditional love for us. And because he has unconditional love for us, you know, him being the epitome and the example of unconditional love, he forgives us when we're unforgivable, when we're not worthy of being forgiven. And so in conjunction with Omikio's prayer, you know, I'm praying that we all allow the Lord to search our hearts and remove the things that are not like him. And when I heard those two words, new life, we already got the victory. We already got the victory. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that's breathing on you right now, giving you new life. And so we gonna believe God and pray for a fresh wind to hit everything and everybody that's been stagnant and everything that's been challenged by the enemy. So I'm praying and believing God that God will breathe on you, that that we allow his presence to revive us, to refresh us, to renew us, to restore us, to realign every area of our life. And where the enemy has tried to stop us, the enemy is not successful. And this is a new day. I believe, I stand in agreement with Omikio's prayer that healing is already taking place, that where she sent the power, from the power. The power is already there in Florida, healing each and every one of the prayer requests or the people that she prayed for on tonight, and we just have to accept it. So that's all that the Lord has given me as far as I just heard new life. And if we accept it, we can have it.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. So we're getting to time, and again, I wanted to just open it up to see if anybody else had anything to say. I really thank all of you for joining and taking time out of your day today to come on this line together and love on each other, send up prayer requests. You know what? This is going to be every Thursday at 6 o'clock. It's what God gave me. So I will continue to remind you, and we will continue to lift up our family in prayer. And it just don't have to be family that we lift people up in prayer. It can be anybody, any situation. We're going to lift it up mm-hmm. and put it on the throne. We're going to leave it there and let God take care of it, because he's more control than we are. So we ain't got no power. Mm-hmm. It's not only the power that he gives us, but at the end of the day, he got all power. So we know that, and we believe that, mm-hmm. and we trust that. And I thank you so much. Y'all got a smile on my face. Y'all have no idea, because I was like, well, if only one person show up, we should go pray, God.
But, right.
Oh, my God. You know, you all came through, and, hey, this is the start. This is the first one, and I hope you enjoyed the mm-hmm. music collection, because I really thought about that. And, you know, how do we break it up? Because there's times where I just need to have something going on where God calms my mind. And when you got the right worship song or praise song on, whew, I'm not going to go there because mm-hmm. I can get y'all started. So. Does anybody have anything else to say?
I love my family.
Are you still there? I love you too. I love you too. Adai, you still there?
I am still here. And what a blessing this is. You know, there's a smile on my face too. I tell you, this is such a blessing. It is such a blessing. I know God is good, and I know he's in the blessing business, so he keeps blessing
Amen.
Me.
Amen. So, amen.
Yeah. Thank you for this. I want you all to know I love you. It's not just words I'm saying. I actually mean it. If I didn't mean it, I wouldn't say it. Believe me.
No, she don't.
Yes, ma'am.
So I know love is an action word. It's not just a word you say. So if any of
That's
you need
sure.
me to, let me know. If I'm able to do it, I'll do it.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right.
Thank you.
Well, again, does anybody else have anything to say?
Again, no, you played Bishop Morton, because now.
Oh, yeah, yes, who I played. Yes, I have that as
you
my
You played Bishop Morton just
thing.
Now.
Yes.
And today
yes.
is his 70th birthday.
Wow,
oh,
I didn't
really?
Know that.
Today. Yeah, he turned 70 today.
You know, Randall, Deacon Tinsdale sing that song at our church.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. heard him sing it. He can sing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Deacon Tinsdale, his brother. He can real sing it, too. Yeah, so
that,
I say this is
yeah.
a song I know, and it has special meaning to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does. All right, fam. Thank you all so much. God bless each and every one of you, and know that I love you so very much. You all have a good night.
Bless you. You
Thank
too. Bless you.
Love you all.